And even Simone Veil, who did not, as far as we know by the evidence, die a Catholic, she had a very profound and mystical soul. And she understood this perfectly. She knew that, those were the greatest of centuries because men were happiest then. And this is a quote from Simone Veil. One of the things that she knew, now she was a young woman living in the 30s and 40s, a French Jew, come from a family of agnostics, who eventually became a Christian but not a Catholic, a woman who died young, who lived a very intense life. She says, "The opposition between the future and the past is absurd. She saw that the great fever of the 20th century was to destroy the past." In fact, the very word past has come to have almost an odium among the men of the modern age. And the very word progressive is a word which implies the destruction and the hatred and the vilification of all that went before, especially Catholic Christendom. She says, "This opposition between the future and the past is absurd. The future brings us nothing. It gives us nothing. To build it, it is we who must give it everything, even our very life. But in order to give, we must possess." This reminds me of Brother Francis' famous dictum that he has passed on to us. You must be a reservoir before you can be an aqueduct. "In order to give, we must possess, and we possess no other life, no other vitality than the treasures inherited from the past and which we have pondered, assimilated, and recreated. Of all the needs of the human soul, there is none more vital than the past, because from the past comes to us the faith and all that men have done and thought and built towards the future." There was a famous phrase I heard as a young man, that we stand upon the shoulders of giants, and that every generation has to face the world anew in a certain sense. But we have the glorious history of Christendom and the past with us, always to bring us higher and higher and higher. And that our task in the future is not to go back to what was, but to learn from what was, to recreate it according to the needs of our day, and to bring us into the future, into new Christendoms, new realms of glory for the faith. "This is the meaning of true tradition, immutable in its source and mobile in its course, and which consists not in redoing what others have done, but in rediscovering the spirit which did these things, and which would do things completely differently in different times."